So like Salithia said the other day, you know, we can pray scriptures, right? So if you need a little help to get going with like a prayer of worship, 1 Chronicles 16:10-12 says, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and judgments he uttered. So there's a scripture that, you know, you can, that will definitely get you started along the lines of worship. And you know, praying the scripture is an amazing way just to get started, because for a couple of reasons, you know, you pick a scripture that means something to you, you know, and you just say that scripture over and over and over. You take care of 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. You take care of that. You're praying it over and over and over. You're memorizing that verse, so you know you have that in your memory bank. But you're also, you know, like you put a, you know, you put a pot on the stove and
doing it
right when it first starts cooking, it might taste good. But when it stews for a while,
there's power in stewing in the Word of God.
Amen.
Literally saying it over and over and over. I've done it.
Amen.
And just till it becomes alive in you, like.
Amen.
You can do that, doing that, and not in the other things.
Amen.
Of the world.
Amen. So you can find a scripture that talks about any kind of worship of God, and you can use that scripture to pray a prayer of worship of God. The one that I just read is a good one to read. You could read our verse, Revelation 4:11. That would give you the opportunity to just understand what worship is a little bit better when you're praying. And like Salithia said, posture is a big thing. You know, the Lord knows if you're sitting there eating popcorn and watching TV while you're praying and worshiping.
Yeah.
He knows that.
If you're arrogant, you're not going to bow down to someone if you're
right.
Full of pride or arrogance.
And pride and arrogance would be a good opposite of worship.
Right.
So, you know, the Lord knows if you're coming to him in a posture of worship as you're praying and worshiping him.